out here today, and we're praying for revival. And I have high hopes for you, too. I thought as Ezekiel went down in Ezekiel 37, he went down into that valley. Amen. And that's where some of you are. Boy, my heart is heavy for you this morning. But it is a heaviness, but it's not a hopelessness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Ezekiel, ask God this question. I want you to ask God this question this morning. He said, can these bones, now I want you to listen to what I'm talking about. There was a valley full of bleached bones. And Ezekiel said, Lord, can these bones live again? Now, I don't know how they died of the sword. I don't know what enemy put them in there. I don't know what your problem is today. Amen. I don't know if it was your own doing or some other circumstance or the devil. But here's the question. Can you live again? Amen. God asked Ezekiel that question. Can these bones live again? And Ezekiel said to God, amen, thou knowest. And can I tell you this? I have high hopes because of God Almighty, amen, in this house this morning. Come on now. Praise God. Thou knowest, God, can these bones live again? Amen. You can listen to me now. We can look out over this crowd, and there's, I don't know how many's here today, but there's all kinds of potential for crisis, for trouble, for scandal, right here in our presence right here. All you gotta do is listen to the devil. Amen. And he'll take you down into that valley. But that's not my message this morning. My message is, can these bones live again? Thou knowest, God. I'm telling you, God knows, amen, whether you can live again. And he said, prophesy, amen, under these bones. Amen. That's what he said to Ezekiel. Prophesy to these bones. What did he say to him? You're going to live again, praise God. And the Bible said when he prophesied to them, amen, come on now, amen, bone came to bone. There was a rattling in the valley. I said there was a rattling in the valley. Come on. Now, don't ignore me. I'm trying to preach to you. God's trying to pull your chain. God's trying to pull you out of it. Amen. Look up to God, man. I said, look up to God. He said, you can live again. Oh, somebody say amen. The Bible said bone came to bone. There was a great shaking. Amen. Bone came to bone, flesh upon flesh. Amen. And then he said, prophesy to the wind. Amen. I've got high hopes for us here today. I've got high hopes for this revival. I've got high hopes for you. You know what your problem is? You and the devil are too close. Are you listening to me? I said, you and the devil are too close. You need to let Jesus come between you and the devil. Woo! Y'all feel that? I said, you and the devil are chummed up. Amen. You've looked at what he wanted you to look at. You've listened to what he wanted you to listen to. Amen. You've listened to him talk. It's time you let the Son of God come between you and the devil. Praise God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in you. I'm prophesying to you today. Listen to me, you old dead bones. I'm prophesying to you. You ain't got it. They ain't got it yet. Amen. Tape this, brother. You're taping this, ain't you? Crank her up high. I want it to be on this CD. Brother Webb is prophesying to this valley of dry bones this Sunday morning. And I'm telling you, you can live. Amen. Come on now. I said you can live. The devil says you can't, but he's a liar. He's the author of death. He's the one brought you to this valley. But God has come between, amen, you and the devil. And he's saying you can live. I tell you what, we're going to have a revival, and if the Word of God bores you, you're probably not going to get help. If the Spirit of God bores you, you're probably not going to get help. But brother, I tell you, if you want to live, Amen. You can live. When the word of God went forth, prophesy to these bones, and then he said, prophesy to the wind, and the wind blew upon that valley, and brother, not only did bone come to bone and flesh to flesh, amen, but those bones stood up, an exceeding mighty army. They weren't just a bag of bones, they wasn't just a valley of skeleton, but they stood up with their armor on, and they stood up with their uniform on, they stood up with their standard high, they were an exceeding mighty army. Are you going to help me preach a little bit this morning? I'm telling you, God said you can live. Amen. If you want to, amen, get up. Amen. Come on, hear the word of God and come together. Feel the Spirit of the Lord and stand up. Praise God.
We're going to sing a little more. I've told you about it years ago. I'd had some news and some circumstances I thought I'd never overcome. And I had a dream and I saw this beaten corpse laying in the dirt. And I looked over there and in my subconscious, I looked over that brother Jeremy. I saw that pile, that humiliated body and badgered body. And in my mind, in that dream, I said, he's dead. And I went back to sleep. And I dreamed the same dream again, and there that body was again, and I felt the Spirit of the Lord say, draw closer. And so I, in my dream, I drew closer to that body, and when I looked closer, I recognized that body was me. And I was lying there beat and badgered into that dirt. And I thought again, my thought went through me, he's dead. I'm dead. Amen. And then I heard that voice say again, draw closer. And I drew closer and I observed Brother Buck. I looked at that body, my own corpse lying there, and I looked in the dirt and I saw one little movement out of my little finger. Amen. God said, you're not dead. Praise God. You're not dead. That wasn't much life, amen, but that gave me hope, amen. And brother, I want to tell you something, amen, the word of God, they are power, and they are life, and I hear the Lord said, whosoever will, let him come unto me, and I will give you life. Are you listening to me? Amen, that's a prophecy of life. If you'll come to me, if you'll seek me, if you'll read my word, if you'll believe my word, amen, if you'll follow my spirit, amen, and you shall be alive and not just exist, but you will be an exceeding mighty army.
Now, if I could, I could pick out a few this morning that have given up on themselves. You've so disappointed yourself and disgusted yourself, amen, that you are dead this morning. But this preacher is here to tell you, you can live. You can live. Now, if you don't go the way God intended you on, but if you'll go on the Lord and you hear that word of God, how many of you have ever heard the Lord prophesy to you? I'm going to help you. Huh? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Amen. I will send you a time of refreshing and revival. I want to know this morning, how many in this house wants revival bad enough that you'll just raise your hand and say, I want revival bad enough?
Yes, amen. Give us revival, Lord.
Now, if you don't have enough desire to even raise your hand, you probably ain't going to get it. But I wonder how many this morning, just a simple acknowledgement of a hand raised, say, I want revival. When you look at it, Brother Mac, it looks pretty bleak. It looks pretty bleak when we look at our lives and look what we've got to face and look at us in the spirit and the political and the economic and the social spectrum. It looks pretty bleak. But you need to get Jesus between you and the devil. And when you get Jesus in between you and the devil in that valley of dry bones and you hear his word and you feel his spirit, somehow or another, you get hopeful in your spirit. Can you say amen? It's kind of like going out here on a spring morning
Amen. When you've been running all winter long and now you're slopping through the mud and you're slopping through the trash and you're slopping through the weather. And all of a sudden you look over in the flower bed and there's a bud coming through the ground. There's one of them old tulips or those hyacinths. Huh? I love those first flowers, don't you? Praise God. When all you haven't smelled a flower all winter long. All you smelled is coal dust, wood ashes. Huh? And now all of a sudden you smell something on the wind. That you, Brother Charlie, that you really hadn't noticed for 3 months, 4 months. But now you smell something on the air that tells you, amen, something is alive and something is being born and something is new and spring has come and winter has passed. I wish the Holy Ghost would move in here. Amen. I would if the power of God would just move and put that aroma on the air one more time and let you know, amen, that God Almighty, amen, can send you a revival that'll refresh your life. Amen. Amen. They're going to sing a little more of that. I'd like for us just to stand all over the building. If you want revival and you think you need revival, let's just stand all over the building, lift our hands, and just humbly say, thank you for visiting us this morning and give us a revival this week. Amen. That we'll never forget in Jesus' name.